music. Shut me off.
I don't know, I think we're loud enough.
No, we're loud enough for it.
See, so, now don't censor yourself, because then we're gonna like. So, no, we hate to narrate this, but I am gonna say we don't know what we're doing, but we've been meaning to do it, so we're just jumping in, and you guys are hopefully here to listen and enjoy this.
Enjoy whatever this is.
Whatever this ends up being. But we already had a few good laughs and moments that we already wish we had captured. So anyways.
Yes.
So what were we talking about, though? We're talking about whatever it was good. But...
Oh, fudge. Wow, how did we lose this?
Because this is what happens.
Oh, we should introduce ourselves.
Oh,
okay.
Hi,
I'm Reba, and this is Tamar over here,
and we are right now, I don't know if there's going to be an echo, but we are in like the carpeted space.
Yeah, we're actually in Tamar's new apartment.
Yes, and it's really weird. It's my first place ever.
So this is a big deal.
And I'm very much so still processing it. But we finally struggled to get my stuff up here.
And it wasn't even that much stuff.
It wasn't that much stuff. But there was a scene of shoes falling off.
It was very comical.
You know, cases of books falling out. But we brought enough to not
someone
be
lazy. Holding the door open, like, no, with their legs
walls.
Out.
Putting... Yeah. But we're here. We're here. We put up my shower curtain, and it's a little too short. I'm trying to visually pretend like that's not the case. Whatever.
Yeah.
But, like... I'm gonna have to maybe get another shower curtain.
I bet in 1 week this shower curtain will be brand new. I bet you guys.
1 week. Next
Stay
time.
Tuned.
Yeah, we don't have time. Plus, I got 2 free days, so and I'm really trying to make it the money's worth. I'm trying to get my 2 free days in.
Yes.
But anyways, what we're talking about, though, was ambition. And we were talking about, I mean, this is the whole reason why we just kind of jumped in and started recording. But, you know, just making things more difficult than they need to be. And then, you know, both of us really much so being people who, you know, are going to regret not following through on what we want to do.
Yeah.
And, you know, the reason that we kind of went down, how did you say it? Like, the path, we went down kind of a more non-traditional path.
Oh, yeah.
Is because this is where we're kind of meant to end up, is exploring who we are and going down more so the creative route, even though we're not bred from that kind of a household.
Yes.
And then, just trying to struggle with that, and then wanting to be that person, but then also struggling with, you know, having a family. It's not that they're not supportive, but who... worry about you and think that maybe the other path is better for you.
Yeah, I think Tamar said it right, where, like, you know, we're not bred from that family, so it took us a while to accept that part of us and be like, okay, well, you know, this is what it is. We are creative, and this is something I do want to take on in my life. And I think the major decision was putting our own happiness above our families or friends or whoever was influencing us.
And it's still happening. It's still a process.
It is a process.
It always will be.
Like, continuing to say yes to ourselves and no to others is such a learning process, and like...
that we're just starting on. And, you know, we almost had to fall flat on our faces.
To really get back up and... No,
I don't know. I feel like we have to continuously. It's like, yeah. we know what we want, but we keep having to hit this wall and falling and just pick up and just be like, why are you trying to go this way when you want to take that route over there? Like, why do you keep trying to go that route? And
that's a good way to put it.
Yes. It's so frustrating because, like, again, like, obviously, and then, guys, so her and I have gone to elementary school together since, like, third grade we've known each other. So, you know, we were never expecting to be in a, what we say for us, what would be traditional would be more so, like, doing great in high school and then going to college and just, I guess, making life easier in that sense.
I think we never expected us to be these people
that are still trying to figure it out. That
are still trying to figure it out because, like, you should have seen us. You should have seen us in elementary school. Like, she was patrol captain. Like, I was, like, the smart ass. Like, and, like, very much a teacher's pet. Like, I don't know, like, we were just very, like,
very dorky looking.
Very dorky.
Imagine
very
gold,
like,
frames and front tooth that are crooked and, you know, wearing the same outfit all the time of jeans and
I still
and
remember
jacket.
I had these, like floral capri pants.
Yes, I remember them. I had the pair, too. I had a
and
pair.
And then the matching shirt that went with the pants. Like,
yeah. And then we had a third, you know, best friend who's still around. She just lives in Canada. And her as well. It was just very much so we stayed within that.
Like, that was our group.
That was our
home base.
And that just shows, again, I guess, how much fear we had even back then that we were
to branch out of that.
We weren't branching out of that at all,
which I feel like was very human, you know. I feel like people, like, cluster with what they know and what they're comfortable with, and we just got so comfortable with each other that, like,
that was all that we chose.
Branching out was like, oh, like, that's scary. Like,
yes,
like, I don't know why there were popular kids in the third grade, but there were, you know.
No, but it's very much so a thing, though.
You know,
no,
and you're like, oh, we don't belong with the popular kids. We're weird. Or, like, we're...
Yeah, no,
and I don't know. It's like, I don't know if you remember it this way, but, like, I feel like it was very, like, sexism. Like
oh, the
girls were very...
Too.
Like, the popular girls were very girly, and then the popular guys were very, like, dudes,
jocks,
jocks, and like,
and you could watch and see some who tried to swivel into the group. You saw the whole process. I chose never to,
like,
dabble in that.
But we were just like we were like, oh, we're different, you know, we can, like, hang out with anyone, but we still, like, stayed in
our
own.
Imagine people who had,
like,
a, you know, a book that was devoted to putting in poems about dogs.
We,
you know,
started a dog club.
Who, you know,
I forgot about that. Yeah,
you know, just pissing their pants because they're laughing so much. Literally,
this is a real thing that happened. I will not go into the details, but
multiple times for a few different people in the group.
Oh, okay. Now we're just throwing people under the bus.
I'm taking the throne.
Because Tamar was the clown in our group.
But that's because I was wanting acceptance. Again, which further explains why I was not willing to branch out. And I was, you know, and you're just so worried about, especially I think for us, having a different background too. Like,
yeah,
me coming here from a different country and then you growing up with, like, your culture and then your family wanting to protect you in that way. And then
I came here when I was six. When
I came here when I was nine or eight or nine.
Yeah, see, it's like we were very much like,
I was scared
grown,
of being judged.
Yeah.
I was scared of being judged.
And it's hard
was...
to find God, this is such an overtold story because, like, the whole immigrant story is like, oh, like, you know, it's like so much of our country is, like, made up of immigrants now.
When you go through it, though,
but the way it affects each of us personally, and, like, and how we coped with it is so different. Like, the story varies from person to person, and, like, I think that people are just so, like, used to this concept of, like, oh yeah, like, I wasn't born here, you know, and I struggled with the language. But, like, I don't think people understand how deep that struggle was and how, like, it still comes up.
And you're so aware.
And you're so aware of it. You're so aware that you can't speak the language as well as other people can. You can't...
Anything that makes you different than... You don't know
what normal is. Like, you... I don't know. Like, I don't know about you, but I still experience that, like, foreignness. Like,
I do because I look foreign. So people approach me with, like, she's not from here.
Yeah. And, like, it does... I'm not gonna lie. It does help... In cases when you're dealing with other foreign people and you just know...
It's an automatic...
It's an automatic,
understanding.
Like...
Understanding? I just feel like for the most part, there's a certain level of, like, the same kind of thing that's defined as respect or, you know, same kind of, like, sense of humor that's a little more, like, you know, sometimes...
Raw like, and
raw,
very...
harsh or, yeah. like, you know... You gotta be very, like... Yeah, but you're just... You're so aware because anything that's different than who you, like... You don't want to be different in any way where you could stick out and somebody could be like, there she is. You kind of want to try to blend in.
It's such a fear.
Food. Like, I would never bring food for my culture to the cafeteria because I never wanted looks.
Yeah.
You know, or, you know, and then I dealt with another thing of I wasn't really feminine, so I dressed tomboyish, and then there's all these other girls that didn't dress like, you know, most of the other girls did, like,
we were girly,
we had like one or two other girls too, but in your head as a kid you just magnify,
you don't
more.
Want it to be like an yeah because you're already like an outsider, you know, you already feel like an outsider, yeah. So like anything else it's like extra, you
it
know
is.
Like
it is.
I don't like with the food thing, honestly. I was kind of like, I was just like, you know what? Like, I'm going to bring whatever I want. And I think that had to do... And I think that had to do with who I was.
On the inside.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I was so much like, I don't like... Like, and it was almost of like overcompensation. Like, okay, like, I don't care what people think. I'm going to do whatever I want. You know? And then like...
Through food.
And that was... But I also think that had to do with Ritika was our other... The third musketeer, if you will.
Yeah.
And her brother was, like, so, like, opposed to it. He was like, don't give me Indian food. Even though they were vegetarian. Mm-hmm. They were vegetarian, so it was very hard to get them, like, food that they could actually eat in the cafeteria. But, like, he was so adamant about not bringing food from home. And, like, I don't know, it was healthier. Like, he loved it, but, like, for one reason only, right? Because he was so afraid of being judged and, like... Like the smell and like, oh,
exactly,
like it looks
the smell.
It looks different.
Which
or
is
like,
called seasoning.
I can't. Give us a moment.
But like, yes, the smell. The
you know.
Smell.
Yeah, and like, and the questions. It's not even like, it's like, oh, what is that? What are you eating? Oh, the like, you know, and then explaining it. It's like, ugh, I don't want to explain
another
my
thing
fucking
that I dealt
food.
With though is like. My mom wouldn't buy the fruit. What are those fruit roll ups?
Like
I know I've always
food.
Yes,
yeah.
Or like, you know, little cookies and stuff. And I would look over to other people's lunches, just wishing I could have it.
Yeah.
Wishing. I remember like once or twice that my mom like bought the whole box of fruit roll ups from Costco, and done. Like three or four at a time. I mean. Honestly,
that's probably why she didn't buy it. She
more
was like,
so like 8 to 10 at a time.
Yo, me and my brother were hooked on these s'mores pop tarts. Okay,
I got into the game late.
We were hooked. I'm glad you did. I'm glad you did because that shit will fuck up your body. Okay, especially when you're young and you get hooked on this sugar and processed food. That's another topic.
Yeah,
another
that
day.
Is another topic.
Another
because
topic
we both
for another
had that
day.
Issue.
But today.
But like this, so we went off on this whole tangent here, but basically going back to that non-traditional path, it's not that in a way that we're separating things in any way. It's just, I guess all that we're trying to say is what we expected of ourselves growing up, who we were then. I know.
It translated differently to adulthood.
Really differently.
And like,
it was hard. It was hard because
it was
your
hard,
expectations.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I realized later on that, you know, I was doing things to make my mom happy. You know, she was working so hard. So for me to do well in school and she didn't have to worry about it, that was great. But then as it got older and
as I got older, and I didn't feel like, you know, I don't know, I just, not that she doesn't care, but, you know, I was asking for that, like, I'm doing good, and then I just, because it wasn't for myself, or, like, I was trying to just be a good kid, it stressed me out, and I got tired, and I got my first C, and I was just like, you know what, this was in, same, like, ninth yeah. grade, I got my first C, and I'm like, this isn't too damn bad.
And I could live with this.
I could live
and
with this.
And that's when that starts, when you're like... Oh, okay. And,
yeah, it was just...
Wow, no one fucking kicks you out of school when you get a bad grade. Like, or like...
Seriously.
And it's crazy how real we thought that, like, that was.
Yeah,
you know?
Or
like,
you get a grade and you just...
Like your future is ruined, or like,
no, I remember, you know how they pass back the test, I'm like, nobody look at my test score, please. Or like, you know, when they put down like the homework assignment that you had and the score on it, like, and they, and you put it down, like, is somebody around me gonna see what I got, if yeah. it's bad or good? And it's just, I mean, honestly, until I'm talking about it right now, it's just disgusting how terrifying it was. Yeah. These things, I don't even remember it until I'm like talking about it right in this moment.
And I don't honestly like remember, maybe there was like one or two classes from high school that I was like, yeah, okay, I actually learned something, you know what I mean? Like, whereas like, well, I don't know, like, yeah, like the English thing is like beaten into you, right? Like the whole like organizing a paper, whatever, writing essays, like that whole thing is beaten into you.
Maybe math, because we're so yeah. stressed about the actual
grade
that
yeah.
we weren't like just having fun with it. And nobody told me just don't take it so seriously.
Yeah,
you know, just don't. Or it's not even that. It's just to have more support from home in a different way. And even like the ways that we didn't branch out, or we weren't as
but
open,
I, like,
was because like that wasn't provided within our own family, that kind
yeah.
of communication.
I also like don't like, it's also like that whole thing of like, I don't blame our parents either, because like, you know what, they wanted the best for us, and like being here as like foreigners, like really, like, you do have to work twice as hard. And I think that whole concept of like working twice as hard and like to get the same amount as some other person, like mm-hmm. they really were like they thought that was true too, you know what I mean? And it might have not necessarily been for us, because we like,
and well,
I don't know.
Another thing is like, imagine
like we could have gotten away with like,
imagine your
having some fun
over.
You know, or like
we could have, but
you
also
know?
If you, that was definitely,
but also
just,
like, it also comes back to the people we were, you know, like very much people pleasers, very much wanting to do well,
mm-hmm.
and like having high expectations for ourselves, and like beating ourselves up to like get there, you know, like I think that like that does stem from partly family, but it also goes along with the personalities, like
definitely
that
because
we're
still fighting
yeah.
that right now.
Yeah,
we're still definitely fighting that, being okay with just letting us be us, and wanting
yeah.
and being okay for like wanting what we want, and you know,
and making mistakes
that.
And learning from them, and then
yeah,
or like,
and that's why we keep having to like, that's why we keep going down one route, and then we think we can get away with it, and it's like reroute, remember bitch, you wanted to go this way.
Yeah,
and it's hard to keep asking for it, but at least we're aware of it, and we're trying, and we're having these conversations with ourselves and with our friends, and you know, we're every step counts, and
yeah.
we're getting there, and even you know, this right now, we'll keep going at it, you know, it'll be more smooth, it'll be honestly, it should not be stressful, but honestly, it hasn't been, though.
But
once we got into a flow of it, I'm more so
yeah.
thinking about we might be talking over each other right now or stuff like that,
I think,
but that's
some
such
parts,
a minor thing.
Yeah, or like I've listened to things also where, like, you know, sometimes the, I know.
It really is just, there is a lot to say, and we always talk
yeah.
about so much, and
yeah.
we jump all around.
We really
so
do.
So trying to, like, maintain, yeah,
thing.
Trying to, like, maintain, like, okay, what was the whole point we're talking about? The whole point is, you know,
we started this
we
for
felt
a reason.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah,
and, like,
it's going towards more of a route of I feel like it's almost a kind of an accountability thing too. We're like, okay, you know what? We wanted to like start this for a while and
just press record.
Just press record. And I think that that's a lot of like who we are. We like overcomplicate things, mm-hmm. right? We're just like, oh, we have to be these people to start something, or we have to like meet these certain standards to like do something about it, or we have to like
Being hard on ourselves, like
Just like you really don't it's not that hard.
Honestly, as we were even recording right now on Anchor, recording this on, which people probably know because that's where we're going to be posted.
I don't know how this works, but we'll figure it out.
it was just like, you know, what do you want to do? Okay, you want to record a new podcast. All right, so you can share this to this platform or that platform. All right, you know, you just press record. And the stuff that it was given that in that little, you know, mini guide, it was just, I was looking at it and I was telling Reba, like, oh, this is... It's literally telling us it's this easy.
Yeah, and we've been over here like, and you know what? You know what the speech is? Like, every time we're like, you know what? We should start it. We get hyped and then we don't do anything about it.
Which is
and
so many always, people's story.
And we're like, oh, yeah. We're like, oh, next time we get together, or we need to plan a day, or like, why? Mm-hmm. What are we doing right now? Like, yes. What are we possibly doing right now?
Yes, and what could really go wrong from this? Some people might judge us. Some people might like us. Some people might hate us. But, like, this isn't for anyone but for us.
And yeah.
For what we're trying to get out of it is putting ourselves out there and putting our thoughts out there.
Yeah.
And just doing things out of pleasure of, you know, being more of who we are trying. Being not trying more, to be, but want to be. You know, what's important to us.
Being more of us. And I think that, like faking it till you make it is like a huge concept. Like, it's such a mental barrier sometimes of like where you want to be and where you are at,
which probably a lot of people
and
go
like
through.
Yeah,
and everybody who fakes it till they,
you know what,
make
if you're listening and you agree with us,
what can you do to
like this podcast?
If there's such thing, we honestly have no clue. We'll figure it out. We have no idea. And for people who have stuck through, you know, even if you're listening to this right now and just maybe thinking that this might be a little jumbled, we don't know what the audio of this is going
to
sound like.
Yeah, please, if you're listening to this right now and you've gotten this far,
you can see
pat yourself on the back. But also, leave us comments so we can know.
Or come back, you know, on the 20th episode to see if we've gotten any better. But, you know.
Let's hope so. Let's hope we have it figured out by then.
This is completely empty. It might echo, but we're loud enough to compensate for it.
I think we are
go through this thing.
Also, like, but, sorry if we're talking really fast. I feel like we're really, like, amped up right now.
And now we're going to get back to the conversation because we're doing this thing of excusing ourselves for no reason. No one asked us to. You see what our problems are?
She could see her face when she said that a little bit.
I know, maybe. We also like to think ahead and dream, so maybe one day we'll record this shit and you actually will see my face. Oh my gosh.
Oh gosh, wouldn't that be something?
But it's crazy, even like now, just all that we had talked about earlier before recording this, and now having this conversation now, and again, just sitting here and being able to talk to you, and as someone that I've known for so long. So she's going to be turning 24 March 27th. So I'm going to be turning 24.
March 27th. Mm-hmm. February 27th.
Oh, it's February. Oh my gosh. Because March 27th is an Aries.
You know what I just thought about too? Literally this morning. We had this conversation earlier where we were like, our birthdays all the time. And I have to check with her like every year, and she's check with me every time. Like, and we're always so like hesitant about checking with each other because we're like, but we don't want either of us to think we're a bad friend. But
this is the first year that we both have just gave in and just been really real about it. Bitch, when's your birthday?
Bitch, when is your birthday? When do you want me to be there? And what is happening? Yeah,
and
literally.
We were kind of saying that in a really weird way. doesn't mean that we're close if we are this bad at like maintaining each other's birthdays.
But it's almost like,
think about, there's been many birthdays, almost 98% of the birthdays where we've given each other no gifts or maybe not seen each other.
Yeah,
for that birthday.
I feel like we don't expect that, and that's part of why this friendship works so well. You know, we don't like expect like.
There's a very, and we were also talking about how, you know, it's kind of crazy that I didn't think that as friends in elementary school that it would go into us still being friends now. Like in sixth grade, yeah.
Backstory. So sixth grade, the three of us, three musketeers, kind of split up. We all moved. And so we didn't all go to the same middle school / high school, which kind of ended up benefiting us, honestly. I feel like like we might have been
stuck
very
together.
Different people in high school. And for that reason, it would have been harder for us to be friends.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
But then again,
but
we could have also just stuck together more and not branched out.
That's
even
true.
Even though we didn't really, but I mean, more so speaking.
Branch out. Branch out where?
But you still did more so. But like maybe would have been more comfortable with each other.
Yeah.
If we'd gone further out.
That's true. That's true. But yeah, like, so we actually got in touch in high school?
Oh, no, it was
middle
eighth
school.
Eighth grade or ninth? No.
So I
it
think
was
I started
grade.
Driving at some point, right?
I feel like
or
eighth grade
that?
We started talking, but they were very infrequent. We would talk over the phone. Reba made the first move. I was actually thanking her. I think the last time we talked, I was like, thank you so much for making that effort. I remember being so nervous like to talk to her because, you know, you still want that friendship to work. And, you know, you... Not for the sake of
but, like, when
it's
been a long
working,
time.
But yeah, it's just, like, are we gonna flow?
Because yeah.
That was your best friend in elementary school. And, I mean, yeah, after you started driving...
It became a lot easier to hang out.
It became a lot easier. But even then, like, I think now we're finally getting to a really good stage in our friendship.
Yeah,
even where we then... Can- there's this weird thing of me being like, I'm gonna respect her and her friend group and her like high school thing.
Yeah,
and
that's
like,
the other thing. We had like different friend groups, and that was kind of like, and I don't, I think very like even just recently, like we started mixing people,
yeah.
Like getting to know other people in our lives.
I was coming over more so to, yeah, to like your
and
birthday
then,
and yeah.
Yeah, and like birthdays kind of helped.
And just
to mix
or just
people.
Fun get-togethers with like her
yeah.
friends coming over, and I don't know. And every time we have talked, it has just clicked. It has just kind of like there's a very deep root there of bonding.
Yeah,
still,
I think that we just like
other.
Know each other, and there's like.
But then, as we grow older, I keep finding out how much so like our some of the things that we struggle with are so similar.
Yeah, and
so
it's weird.
Similar.
It's almost weird to the point where,
and
like...
And the timing of how we do things is very much so on the same...
Yeah, you're
it's,
right.
It's
we do get
insane.
Into the same things, like,
yeah,
the
so
same
it just,
time.
It's just really cool to have this conversation.
So maybe
and
this
to
is
be
foreshadowing.
Her.
You have your new place. Now
yeah.
I need to get on it. Yet another
oh
pressure
God.
Thing.
Which I was telling
when
her.
I'm, when
yes. I was telling, and it's crazy, like, having her here and just being able to have her be part of, like, this for me. And I was able to see her, like, when she moved out to college, for college in Richmond. But, like, even coming up when, yeah, we were joking about this. So it's a new building, and you put stickers for the rooms that are occupied or, you know, have been rented out. And, you know, all the ones around me are... No, empty. So she was joking about like, oh, I better get on it. I better move in, and we would have insane amounts of fun. It would be too much, and it would kind of be so perfect because you would still have your privacy in your own time.
Isn't that what we want, though? I think
yeah.
from life of like, oh, like I have my own space, but like, hey, you want to hang out?
Except
and you're right across the
it
hall.
It better be the one next door because imagine being like, no, I'm too tired. And then you have like a friend over.
Hear noise and you're like, bitch, what?
But it's honestly just so cool. It's so cool to have her here. It's not sinking in. This apartment is empty. You know, it's once it's a home, it's gonna be crazy. I'm really proud of us right now for recording this and doing this.
Yeah.
And there isn't as much of a foundation for this podcast, which is fine. We just dove right in. But, you know, hopefully through
it becomes the next one, something.
You get to know us more and, you know, you find out more about where the hell we are right now.
And what we're doing and how we have no idea what we're doing.
Yeah.
And,
all that.
You know, there might be certain goals that we are accomplishing or that we do want to accomplish and like
share and talk and do little wine sips and try a different wine, maybe have a conversation like that. We're saying that, you know, it'll probably help us ease up a little bit, you know, just a little relaxed session, just to, I don't know if that would slow down the tempo, but just I think it'll have more of a, you know, not as jumbled up. I don't know how I'm saying. But, you know,
I don't know. I feel like we will eventually build a theme. Or do we need one?
See, we don't know.
We don't know where this is going, but we started it, and that's all that counts.
Exactly. Exactly. We don't know what anchor
is. Honestly, this is like 80% of the battle. Of fucking, like, pressing the record button.
It is.
Like, it is. Like, and now we can be like, all right, we have to make the second one. Like,
there we go. And it's so much easier already.
Yeah.
Knowing that.
Honestly, this is a lot simpler than I thought it was going to be.
Which, thank you, Anchor.
Thank you, Anchor. This is not sponsored. Go talk to Anchor right now.
This is not sponsored.
I wish they were paying us, but they aren't.
Nah, bitch, too early. But that's not the whole point
after
of this.
After they listen, they're sure as hell they're not going to want to pay
us. We're honestly just having fun, and we just want to learn from this and just, you know, just share and
create something together.
Yeah. And yes, which we keep, you know, keep trying to create something together, and this is something that definitely works, and we have a lot of conversations like this, and why not? Anyways, thank you guys for listening. I know this is kind of like I'm going to stop making excuses. But thank you guys for listening. And until next time.
Yeah.
All right. Bye.
Thank you.
Good night.